little nervous here, but I just want to come today. There's many of y'all know me. I've been coming to this church. I came about 2 years ago. I started coming to this church, and then I fell off for about half a year, and then the Lord led me back to it. But so many of y'all have seen me grow in the Lord, but y'all don't really know where I came from or what the Lord has brought me out of to bring me to where I'm at today. And that's what I'm here today to kind of speak on just a little bit, is what my life was like and the ashes that I was once living in and what the Lord has lifted me up and brought me to now. As a young child, I was abused. And that caused a lot of mistrust in my life. And I've always had trouble trusting people because of the abuse. And then as I got older and I had my kids, you know, I went through a lot of things with them. I lost them. And, you know, that caused me to turn to drugs. And I walked down a very rough path. You know, I mean, I got to a point where I didn't care about myself. I didn't care about anybody in the world. You know, I really just didn't have no care to live, no desire to live. And, you know, and then I tried and I struggled whenever I had my kids. At a young age, I didn't know the Lord, but I was going, I had a job, and the person that I was working for, he was a deacon at a church, actually, Church of Christ just down the street. He was a deacon there. And I used to take my girls in there, you know, and I mean, to me, it was just a way to get off work, because that was the only time that he ever gave me off work was whenever I went to church. So for me, that's all it was a way to get out of work. And then, you know, I learned a little bit in there. I mean, most of the time I was so tired, I struggled just to stay awake whenever I was in the services. And then I got married for the second time after my I divorced my kid's dad. And I remarried. And during that time, you know, the Lord, he had been calling to me. And I mean, I can look back. I can look back as a child, how the Lord has called to me ever since I was just a little girl, you know, and the things that I found that he has anointed with me with now that I had even as a little child. You know, I mean, I used to take animals, and I'd find, like, my dad took me to chicken fights all the time. I'd find, like, roosters in the trash cans that people would just throw away for dead. And, you know, I can nurse them back to life, you know, and that I found now after I've come to the Lord that God has anointed me with the gift of healing. You know, and that's part of the ministry that he's called me into is to lay hands on people. And he has anointed me with the gift of healing. And, I lost my kids. I turned to drugs. And then my ex-husband and I worked out a deal where I got to keep the kids most of the time anyway, even though I didn't have custody of them. And everything kind of was working out good. I would read my Bible to them, and everything was working out good. And then something happened. I mean, the devil, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I mean, the Bible teaches us that. And, I mean, he has done everything in my life to try to just stop what the Lord has called me into. My family kind of got in the middle of my situation with my kids and their dad and caused me to completely lose them altogether. I didn't get to talk to them. I didn't get to see them. I had no contact with them for 12 years. And whenever I lost them, I turned back to drugs because, I mean, I just literally, I didn't have anything else in my life because I thought my kids were my life. And, I mean, I done it to mask the pain. And God has just totally changed my life so much. And, I mean, I just praise him so much. You know, I was walking down that path, and then I got arrested. I've been in and out of jail. I got in trouble in Tulsa County for possession of a controlled substance. And I was in and out of jail. Six times I went to jail for the same charge. I mean, it was on the same thing. It was failure to pay, failure to appear, you know. But, I mean, I was in and out of jail, and I went to jail up there for six different times. And during the last day that I was in there for about 3 months. And the Lord, there was a gentleman that came in. His name, I'll never forget his name. His name was John Sanders. And he came in, and he would minister to the girls in the jailhouse. And that was the only time I would even get up and leave my cell, was to go in there and just to listen to them talk. And I turned my life over to the Lord at that time. I received him into my life. I didn't turn my life over to him, but I did receive him into my life during that time that I was locked down in jail. It was May the 7th that I received him into my life. And the rest of my stay in jail, I still had about 30 days, and I actually, the next time I was going to court, I was actually going to sign papers. I'd already wrote letters home to my parents telling them that I was going to sign papers and just take the 3 years that they had sentenced me to, because I was tired of fighting the legal system. So I'd already wrote letters home saying goodbye to my parents, you know. And I didn't see any way out of it. But I promised the Lord, you know, while I was in there, I was, Lord, you know, if you would just get me out of this, I'll never do the things that I once done. And, you know, I'm human. I broke that promise to him. I got out for about 3 or 4 months. I done real good. I stayed locked up in my room, wouldn't go out around nobody or nothing like that. And I just read my Bible. And, you know, the Lord, he kept me. But, I mean, I didn't really understand what I was reading. You know, I was too young. I didn't know. But I was trying. I was struggling, and I was trying to learn his word. And then finally I started going out, you know, just going to the store, I'd go to the casino and started getting around the same people that I used to know. And I fell away. And I fell away for about 3 years. For about 3 years, I fell away. And I'm telling you what, whenever you have the Lord that lives within you, and you go back out and you try to live in the same manner that you once lived in, it's totally different. I went through so many spiritual battles. The Lord was sitting there, and he was just trying and trying to keep me from going back to that path and pulling me. I mean, I had such a strong feeling of death, especially there at the end of that path that I was living before I turned my life over to him. There was such a strong feeling of death within me. And, I mean, I was just looking over my shoulder, thinking everybody that was around me. I mean, it got so bad that I even thought my parents wanted to harm me. That's how bad it got. And, you know, then one night, I was living in little apartments over here behind Atwoods, them little apartments right there on Monroe. And I'd just come back to church over here. I'd been back over here. I think I came one time, and then it was in January. Somebody over there that I used to get high with and stuff had asked me a question about the Bible, and I opened my Bible up and started reading my Bible. And that night, the Lord set me free. He set me free, and I mean, I just praise him every day, and I thank the Lord that he led me to this church, because, I mean, this church has been a prominent, you know, it's helped me so much. It's helped me grow. And, I mean, I know it's the Lord, but he led me here. And I knew that he led me here for a purpose, because I was just walking through town one day, and it was on a Wednesday, and there's something just told me to go to church. And I was like, well, there's a little church right over there. Let's go see if they have Wednesday services. And just happened to walk over here. And, I mean, that's the drawing of the Lord. And, I mean, I will never question that. I mean, I've had people try to draw me out and try to get me to go to other churches and stuff. And it's like, you know, if I find time, I'll come and visit your church. But God's called me to that church, and I'm going to be there. But, you know, it's just, he has grown me so, he has helped me grow so much. Whenever I first gave my life to him, you know, I don't even know. I was just reading different areas of the Bible. I was actually searching for the answer to the question that person had asked me, and I don't even remember what it was. You know, I mean, that wasn't even important, but while I was reading those words, you know, I mean, that sense of death, he gave me the answers to all those things. You know, he came to me in his voice, and he told me, he said, now is the time to turn away from all those things that you've been doing and follow me, or I'm going to let you go, and they can have you, you know. And that night was the night that I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I just praise the Lord each and every day, you know. And then his word has become more clear to me, you know, and I'm just, I just, I just love God so much. And I mean, I stumble over my words, you know, because I don't know how to express, you know, unless you've ever been there. And I mean, there's so many people out there in this world, and that's what he has called me to do as well. You know, he has opened up doors for me. I go into the jailhouse now, and I minister to the ladies in the jail. You know, for those that have been down the same path that I've been down, those that have experienced the same things that I've experienced. You know, I used to have a really bad attitude. I used to get mad just like that. And, you know, once the Lord lives within you, I mean, he has to train you. You know, I mean, he's put me in some situations. I've been confronted with some people, you know, that normally would just set me off like that. You know, and he set those people in my path in the very beginning to try to train me and keep me from doing that, you know, because, I mean, I was constantly repenting, you know, I mean, I'm always, because I read in the Bible, you know, become angry but sin not. And it's like, okay, well, how am I supposed to do that? You know, it's just, well, we have to watch the words that come out of our mouth whenever we become angry. We have to watch our temperament, the way that we respond. You know, the actions that we, the manner that we respond in. You know, but salvation is out there for each and every person, each and every person, and it does not matter the sin that you're in. I mean, I've done some pretty bad things whenever I lived that life, and I'm not going to lie. You know, I mean, I've done things that somebody owe you money, somebody, you know, something like that, you would rather just hurt them, kill them, and just forget about it and walk away, you know. And, I mean, now, you know, I wouldn't even think about harming anybody for anything, and it doesn't matter what they've done. You know, I mean, I still think about children, you know, and people, if they hurt children, you know, my instinct would be to hurt them back. I would want to kill them. But now, I mean, it's all about forgiveness. You know, and I mean, my parents, they ask me, you know, they've got unforgiveness for certain situations, and they ask me how I can forgive, because I was in an abusive relationship, and the man actually tried to take my life, and my parents didn't want to forgive him for it, you know. And I mean, I still talk to the person, and they don't understand. They don't understand how I can even talk to that person. You know, that person has grown in the Lord. He's trying. Do I want to be in a relationship with him? No. But, you know, he is growing in the Lord, and that's what it's all about, you know. And without that forgiveness, without God showing me forgiveness and allowing me to learn to be able to forgive others, you know, I don't know. I'm sure God would have set other people in his path. You know, I mean, it's not about me. It's all about the Lord, and the Lord and the drawing of his spirit is what brings people in. But, I mean, that's what the forgiveness is for, you know, is that if we give forgiveness to others, we show others love. You know, it says love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy mind. You know, if you can do that, then, you know, obeying the laws of the Bible, it's not about whether or not we do it perfectly. But if we love God with everything that we are, everything that we have, then it becomes easy to obey his laws and his commandments. It becomes easy. You know, I mean, I'm a person, classified me as bipolar at one time because of the drugs, and I mean, it does make you have bipolar tendencies, and so they classified me as bipolar, and said I had problems with authority. Of course, anybody that does drugs is going to have problems with authority, you know, but the Lord, there's so many people that don't want to give up control because they think he takes power over you, that, you know, you have to be under his thumb, and you have to do this, and you have to do that. But he's not like that. He is not like that at all. He is so loving, and he is so forgiving. I still make mistakes. You know, I held on to gambling for a very long time. I actually just gave that up not very long ago. You know, I mean, it was just, that was one of the things that whenever I turned away from everything, and I used to use the excuse, well, you know, he delivered me from all these things. You know, it must not be that bad, you know, because he didn't deliver me from that whenever he delivered me from all these other things. But, you know, I mean, I went to church one night, and something was said about gambling. And I just, the Lord came to me, and he's like, okay, now's the time. So I had to go, and literally, because it was a weakness of mine, I had to go and ban myself out of the casino to where I'm not even allowed on their property. But the Lord told me now's the time to turn away from that. So, I mean, I just banned myself so there wouldn't be no temptation there. So I can't even go in there to eat now, which is fine with me, you know, because I don't need that type of temptation. But, you know, and the Lord, since he has come into my life, has brought my children back in my life. you know, after 12 years of not having my kids, he has restored that family. You know, and I mean, I pray for their dad every day, and I pray for them. You know, my youngest one, she's doing really, really great. She goes to church and stuff. My oldest one, she loves the Lord as well. You know, she says she believes in the Lord and she's a Christian. I wish she'd get in church, but yeah, she is. I know. So there, you know, God, he's amazing. But and then, you know, he's called me to do a few things. I'm not very good at preaching. I do love the Lord. I get really nervous whenever I stand up before people. But I've seen people healed in the name of Jesus. I mean, I have seen them restored, healed, pain taken away just within a moment. You know, I mean, I had somebody that actually has been preaching for him for a long time. And the Lord, they didn't show up to church one night. And the Lord, I called them and asked them if they wanted me and another person that was with me to come over and pray with them after the service was over. And so after church, I went over there and prayed with them. And this person had been preaching. I'm not going to say any names or anything like that. This person has been preaching for several years. And we went over there and prayed. And they said, they came in the next Sunday, and this is their testimony right here. They came in the next Sunday, and the testimony that they gave is that as we were praying, the whole group was praying, that they felt the power of God, that it felt like Jesus just reached down and touched the palm of their hand. And they said they had never felt that before, never felt that before. And I'm sitting there wondering, okay. But they've been preaching for years, and they haven't felt the Spirit move upon them like that ever before. You know, and I mean, and God has shown me that from the very beginning. That's why I know he has anointed me with healing. You know, and it's not anything that I do. It's all the Lord. You know, I can't take glory for any of it. But I've seen my sister, you know, she has a lot. She's mentally disabled. And she's had a lot of surgeries and stuff done. And she goes through a lot of pain and stuff like that. And she was hurting on Easter. And I asked her, I was like, Debbie, I said, who takes your pain away? And because I'm usually the one that prays, the first thought that came to her mind was you. And I was like, no, Debbie, I don't do it. I said, who takes your pain away? And she said, Jesus. So, I mean, she, with the mental capacity that she has, she doesn't understand a whole lot. But just the words that have been spoken to her, it's enough for her to know that there's something there that can take away that pain. And she has felt God's power. And my mother, she's been healed from time to time through God's power. And so, I mean, I've just seen him do so many amazing things. I've seen people give their life to Christ, you know, and I never would have thought in my life, you know, somebody would have told me years ago that I'd be standing up here or I would be speaking to the people that I speak to out there on the street. I would never be like, man, you're crazy. Because, I mean, I used to be one of them that probably would have made fun of people in churches, you know. And, I mean, just so to be able to stand up here and just speak of the Lord and just what he's done in my life, because he has brought me through so much. And, you know, the forgiveness, you know, he says you must forgive to be forgiven. But it's not really that hard to forgive in word, but to do it within yourself. Like, I didn't realize until I got to go to an Aglow retreat and this weekend, and one of the speakers was talking about forgiveness. And I didn't realize, I thought I'd forgiven the people that had hurt me in my past. And I didn't realize until actually last night that I was still holding on to some unforgiveness, you know. And I mean, I had to let go of that. And I mean, it's always so refreshing whenever you can do things in the manner that God asks you to do it in. You know, I mean, he opens that each thing that you let go of, he'll open up something new for you. Each and everything that you let go of, he's going to open up something new and just enlighten you that much more. You know, whenever I first had my faith, you know, he says faith of a mustard seed. That faith of a mustard seed, it'll work. But you miss out on a lot whenever you just have just that little bit of faith. You miss out on a lot because he's got a lot of promises in this Bible. you know, whenever I first gave my life to the Lord, whenever I wasn't following him, I was living in a trailer without electric, without water. And the person that I was dating at the time was living there with me. And he would complain every day, you know, what are we going to eat? I tell him, all I just had enough faith, and I just knew enough to know that in his word, he said that he would feed me. You know, and I would just, don't worry about it. God will provide it. And it would just be just a few minutes after spoken that somebody would knock on the door with food. And I mean, that right there had helped that man to come to his faith and to trust and believe the Lord that he was real. You know, and I mean, that's all the faith that I had, was just enough to know that he was going to feed me. Because that's about all the word I had in me, you know, that Jesus saves, that if you trust and believe in him, that you have salvation, and that he would feed me. And then, you know, as I grew, I come to a scripture, you know, the birds of the air have nests, the fox have dens, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Because I'm sitting there, okay, now I have salvation, and people, you got all these prosperity preachers telling you you're going to have this and you're going to have that, and okay, I'm living in a trailer with no electric, no water. I believe, I trust in the Lord. I'm reading his word every day. What's going on? And then he gave me that scripture. You know, am I any better than Jesus Christ? You know, he didn't have no place to lay his head. You know, at least I had a roof over my head. Am I not had all the things that people think we're supposed to have in this world? But he had given me a roof over my head. He gives me food to eat every day. Am I any better than he is? You know? And so I stood on that scripture. You know, whenever my parents, well, you need to get your life straight. You need to have this. You need to have, well, you know, this is what my Bible teaches me. You know? And I stood on that scripture for a while. And now I do have a home. You know, I have a 3-bedroom house. The Lord has provided that. There's just, so much God does in my life, you know. I mean, and as far as the healing and stuff like that, like I said, it has nothing to do with me. Mark, it teaches us that everyone that believes, it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Anyone that believes in the Lord has the power to do these things. It's all to do with the faith that we have within us and the faith of those that we are coming to touch. You know, we can do it by our faith. They can feel it. But if the devil comes in and wants to, you know, you're not healed. You know, that pain, feel a little bit of that pain coming back. Okay, now are you going to believe? Okay, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I am healed. It doesn't matter what you say. Yeah, I might feel it, but I am healed. And you stand on that, you will be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. You know. Well, I tell you what, I couldn't do this without God, because I am so, I can't stand up in front of people. If it was of my own power, I wouldn't be right here right now, I guarantee you. I mean, I'll tell you, as a kid in school, they tried to get me to do a book report in front of a camera, and I'm sitting there like this the whole time. So, the Mary and Martha thing, that's it. You know, I would say I love to do service for the Lord. I love to do service for the Lord because I'm not real well at speaking. I'm more of a Mary. I like to sit at his feet and just, like, soak in his word. You know, I mean, I just love. And then I have to also look. He gave this to me a couple of nights ago, you know, over the Mary and Martha thing, how Mary, when Mary and Martha come out, and she was complaining, you know, aren't you going to make her get up and help me? And he said, leave her alone. She's right where she needs to be. You know, she sat there with the disciples at his feet, just soaking in the word. And then I stopped and looked back, and she was the first person that ever got to go out and speak of his resurrection. You know, she was the first person that he called to come and speak that he had risen. You know, go tell your brothers that I've risen. Yeah, and I don't know when he'll have me prepared to fully do everything that he has called for me to do. I don't question it. I don't ask, but I know I love his word. I know I love to learn his word. I fail sometimes in reading the word. I get so busy and caught up in daily life, and it is a hindrance to me sometimes that I don't get into the word as much as I should. And but I want you to know the word all by itself. You know, you're going to dry up. Power all by itself. If somebody put it to me this way, that you're just going to blow up. You know, if you have nothing but power, you know, if you're going out and you see all these, you know, you can heal all these people, you can cast out demons, you can cause the blind to see, whatever. You can do all these things, but there is no word that comes out with it, that it doesn't work. In the same way with the word, if you don't see the power of God come along with it, it's not going to do no good. You know, people are going to get old. They're going to get tired of it. It's going to dry up. So, I mean, those two things work together. That's something that he has taught me. I know I haven't given a whole lot of his word today because, I mean, this is basically the testimony of my life, what he's done for me. I can't recall scripture like I should, but I do know whenever I witness to people, whenever he has scripture for me to say, they come out. So, I mean, I do know that much because I've seen it in effect. You know, I just praise the Lord that my girls are here. I would like to see them here every day, every Sunday. Well, I can't say every day because we don't have church every day. But they've been around me enough. They know that's pretty much, they get it every day anyway, every day that they're around me. So, but I think that's about all I have to say, Pastor.
We're very proud of Jonah, and we're very thankful that God brought her here. You know, one of the stories that came to mind when you talk about how the Lord reaches out and finds people and changes their lives. I was sharing, you know, that there was a time in my life when I was in fourth grade. I lived in Tahlequah. My cousin and I, we lived up on Downey, and we would walk toward town, and we would go into the park. Back in those days, there was a big old pipe that crossed the city park. I don't know if you guys remember that. And we would monkey bar out on the gravel bar of the little river and the creek, and we'd go underneath Downing, and there would be pop bottles in there. Remember back in the days when pop bottles were worth a nickel or whatever. And they would be full of mud, and we would rinse them out in the creek and toss them up the bank. And there was a gas station there, and we would sell them and get us pop. And, you know, our lives are like those pop bottles. The devil will pop our cap and suck everything good out of us and throw us away. And he thought he had won with Jonah. But God sends Jesus to seek and to save that which is lost. And just as we would go into the part where nobody wants to go, where the mud is, and find those pop bottles, Jesus Christ found Jonah. And he cleaned her up. You know, the reason why this happens is those pop bottles had a word on it, redeemable. And, you know, each person here, we are redeemable. And Jesus Christ has already redeemed us with his own blood, the Bible teaches. He has sought us and he has found us. And he's still looking for people like Jonah. Or like me, and not everybody has had her experiences, but I hear and tell you, you know, just living a life void of God is a sin. You know, I was raised in a home with a backslidden mom and dad that were preacher's kids, and I didn't know the Lord, and that's not, you know, and sometimes people think, you know, our testimonies have to be these big, elaborate, I did this and that. Just life without Jesus is sin. But aren't you glad that we have a Redeemer who will seek and save that which is lost? Amen. Let's all stand. Come on up, Nola. And if you're here this morning and maybe the devil has been beating you up, maybe you're a little low on oil, or maybe the devil is playing hit games with you about choices you've made, or maybe there's an area of your life you haven't quite let go of, like Jonah shared about some different areas of hers, I'm here to tell you, Jesus loves you today, and he wants to fill back up what the devil has sucked out. He is your Redeemer. And as we pray this morning, if you're here and you need a touch from the Lord, we could call you forward, but you know, I'm not the Lord. Just make your peace with God. Just say, whisper Jesus. And I am sure that the Lord, who is more than able to hear you, he's more than able to fill you with the oil of his Spirit. He's more than able to redeem that pop bottle life of yours that was once filled and maybe is now empty. He's able to clean you, to fill you back up. He's able to recycle you, regenerate you, renew you, revive you, and pour in all the good things that the world has sucked out of you this morning. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, let's pray together, shall we? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, and we thank you that you are our Redeemer, that you seek out everyone that is lost and bring them back in. And we are here this morning to be filled, to be restored, to be healed, to be forgiven, and to forgive ourselves. We receive your healing, your love, your redemption, your salvation, and your restoration. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Come join us Wednesday night at 7, Genesis, and Saturday night, 6:30, for the Ministry Appreciation Banquet.